In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In today's text, the Lamb is willingly going forth for the life of the world. And along the way, he stops to teach about his kingdom. And he takes great care to make his teaching as clear as possible. And yet it is seriously misunderstood that day, as it has been every day since. For his kingdom teaching is always a contrast between his ways and our ways. This particular lesson has to do with a contrast between a theology of glory and a theology of the cross, and that is a contrast of opposites. Looking at the theology of glory in this text, one might ask, how did Peter get it so wrong? For he falls right into Satan's trap and speaks words that question if suffering and death are really fitting for his Lord. He's looking at what Jesus is saying with earthly reasoning, and he finds it disgraceful, totally unworthy of his Lord. In Peter's blindness, he's unable to see the most important aspect of our Lord's whole identity. For Jesus did not come to earth to walk the glory road of earthly ways. No, his whole purpose for coming down so low was so that he could be lifted up to his highest glory on a cross. It is there where the Lord of all is the servant of all for the life of the world. In this kingdom teaching, everything is inside out, it's upside down, it's backwards, with nothing making any sense according to human reason. But that's our Lord's way. Unfortunately, our way is more like Peter's way, in that we too could do without all that messiness and blood. But then we too miss the whole point of why he came and who he is. Throughout history, kingdom teaching has had churchly symbols or icons in ecclesiastical art that have helped the saints to understand our Lord's ways. The pelican has become such a symbol of that messiness, blood, an ultimate sacrifice. For it is said that during famine, drought, and impending death from starvation, the pelican would reach down its massive beak and tear open her breast so that the young could eat of the flesh and drink of the blood and live. Of course, this means death for the pelican, but it also means life for the children. Aquinas has us sing of this in his Holy Communion hymn, "Thou, like the pelican, to feed her brood, did pierce thyself to give us living food. Thy blood, O Lord, one drop has power to win forgiveness for our world and all its sin." As his disciples, we are to set our hearts and our minds on such things. These things truly define his kingdom. As we deny ourselves, as we take up our cross daily, and we follow him. This is his way for us. This is the most blessed of all roads. This Sunday, most of us will go to the Mount of Transfiguration, where it is very easy for the saints to view their Lord. For there's no blood, no suffering, no death there. But the saints offer unending thanksgiving that our Lord did not remain on that mountain, but came down to walk the road, the hardest road of all roads, to Calvary for them, so that they might be glorified in him. This is how our Lord would have us understand cross and glory rightly. We pray. Lord, transfigure our perception with the purest light that shines, and recast our life's intentions to the shape of your designs, till we seek no other glory than what lies past Calvary's hill, and our living, and our dying, and our rising by your will. In the strong name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.